Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Welcome back. I just want to go right into a particular word that just came out from Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries, talking about our need for an awakening. And what he says in this particular word is, Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries, is that outside of an awakening, which we would call that a third great awakening, and for, we talked about that before, and hopefully that's a related article so you can actually find out what does that actually mean. But it basically means the changing of the DNA of a nation. It's just a shift that takes place. And he talks about, he says, outside of an awakening, we are on the edge of some radical things. He begins to explain them. He says, today there is basically four worldviews: the Christian worldview, the Islamic worldview, the secular worldview, and the Marxist worldview. And in those, that's exactly what we've been, you know, trying to educate our listeners and viewers about. But he ends it with specifically saying, after giving the details of all these different things that are going on, and the viewpoint is like, there's people in America that have all these different viewpoints and in the world as well. But he says, without an awakening, that we are getting very close to an unprecedented violence in America. Unprecedented violence. And it's happening all over the world. You know, it's important to look at the word of God, you know, and think about what Jesus said. He said, every nation, any nation divided against itself will fall. Any couple divided against each other will argue. Any family divided will fall. Any community divided will fall. There is no option to that. I mean, that's what happens. The thing is, we got to get united. The thing is that you got these four, you know, world viewpoints. Which one are we going to unite around? Are we going to unite around an Islamic view? Are we going to unite around a Marxist view? We're going to unite around a secular view? Or are we going to unite around a Christian view? Well, America originally was united around a Christian view. And so in the context of that, I mean, our laws come from Moses, you know, Moses's writings, and you know, we're just, you know, Jews and Christians launching a nation, seeking God's wisdom on how to be able to do what this great experiment, as they put it. And so that was the original viewpoint. And you can go back and look at the original intent to hear that, but understand that this violence that, that Rick Joyner's talking about, and he's part of the Oak Initiative. You can actually find out more at theoakinitiative.org, but you can go to vfntv.com, click on the torch, and you can actually, we'll have links there for you. But we're in the Valley of Decision, he talks about. We're in this Valley of Decision, and the Lord's begin to speak to me specifically about this one Islamic view of the world. And what it is you find people who push their view, you know, the people that feel confident that their view is the right view. And at one time in history, you know, in the name of God, in the name of Jesus, you had the Crusaders who pushed their view and across the world. They literally went out with physical swords and military and all that type of stuff. And you have the papacy today, you know, with their own cars and bulletproof limos and all that stuff. So it wasn't, you know, Christians are not separate than that. You know, but we've gone astray when we're looking at it in that context of just that we're not, the kingdom of God is within us. You know, Christians are not trying to establish their kingdom on earth. It's God's kingdom coming. Your kingdom come, your will be done. And that happens progressively. It don't happen through our hands. It happens through our obedience to him when he begins to fulfill his will, when all of a sudden, when he talks about it in Revelation, and we talked about it in the book of Revelation just recently, that all of a sudden there is a new heaven and a new earth. I mean, you're not going to, if these kings make war against Jesus, I mean, they're going to make war against anybody who physically tries to do something in the context of that. We're supposed to win the king's heart. That's what Paul did. Paul stood in double chains, standing before the kings, and he just talked to him. He said, I wish you were like me outside these chains. But the other mindset, if you're trying to force your view, your view and force, you can't force somebody in a relationship, but force somebody to have your viewpoint in the context of that. I mean, you're going to say, you know, get me an attorney. These people have falsely imprisoned me. You're not going to be witness unto the king. You're going to be caught up with offense and bitterness and resentment. And you're trying to sustain your life when Jesus said, unless you lay down your life, pick up your cross and follow me, you can't even have a part of me. It's a whole different paradigm. And we were listening to an interview recently to, you know, over in the Middle East, and they're saying, you know, why do you keep kidnapping Christians? I believe it was in Egypt. But why do you keep kidnapping Christians? And he said, because you don't fight back. Mm. You know, and we can actually, people will give money for you. You know, somebody, it's a radical Islam, you know, somebody kidnaps them. It's like, wow, he's going to, you know, he's fixing to be rewarded in heaven. Mm-hmm. We'll see you up there. We're down there. Wherever right. it is. Mm. You know, but Christians are like, oh my goodness. And they got Susan, you know, and everybody starts coming together and they get finances together because they ransomed them to be able to get them out. So you're thinking about, would anybody get us out?
Yeah, right. right? Mm.
We got 75 cent. I don't know if it's going to happen or not.
Right.
But the whole thing, it's a different viewpoint. We got to be careful because you can start becoming exactly what you don't want to become and what God has delivered us from. You could be try to become the crusader type mindset. Mm-hmm. And you're thinking, well, especially when people are saying, this is a Christian nation. And I saw people pull, you know, guns out, mm-hmm. you know, citizens against citizens in the name of the Constitution, in the name of the law. And it's like, we're brothers and sisters, but that's not what we're supposed to do, guys.
Right.
And I don't know if they're Christians, but citizens. But knowing that, what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to lay down our life. We're supposed to preach the gospel, that God's more powerful than all of that. But understand that there's some wrinkles in America. And one of the viewpoints that God has shown me about is that the difficulty and struggle that America's going through and going to go through is he's going to iron it. It's Jesus. I mean, he says very specifically in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25 through 27, it says, Christ loved the church. Jesus loved the church and gave himself for her to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing of the water through the word, which shows you how important, how you get clean is getting in the word of God and abiding with the Lord, and to present her to himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any blemishes, but holy and blameless. And the Lord's just really, I mean, specific. I'm trying to, you know, he's speaking to me and I'm thinking, Lord, what are you saying with this? And he showed me that America being under a physical attack. And when I saw just recently with Rick Joyner, who actually is with the Oak Initiative, which he established, which has, you know, all these former CIA and mm-hmm. all these generals and all
Green
the
Berets.
People that are watching. What's that?
Green Berets.
Yeah, Green Berets and all the ones that know, you know, can logically tell you what's happening. Then you look at the financial situation where, you know, folks are, they're just printing money, you know, going, you know, $200 trillion, as we saw in a previous program that we had, and you could be charged 100% taxes for the rest of your life and it never would even touch it. And so the end result of this thing, I mean, but God is bringing us to the end of ourselves. I mean, we're just like a prodigal nation, you know, mm-hmm. if we would. And what happens is we're going to end up in a pigsty.
Right.
But if we come to our senses, we can return to God and he's going to say, kill the fatted calf. You know, my prodigal nation has come back to me, but he's shown us, you know, shown me that that our Navy is going to be under physical attack and it's going to be a physical attack. And it reminds me of John Paul Jackson. Hmm. This is just prophetic dreams. I don't know anything outside of this, but John Paul Jackson says in his prophetic prophecy was, where was the Navy?
Mm-hmm.
You know, where was the Navy? We saw an attack happen on the base up in Washington, D.C., the Navy base just killing our innocent citizens who are working there to defend us. But then he also showed me Islam coming in, the spirit of Islam coming in, and they were carrying irons. They were carrying irons. And how often, if you actually get in the Word of God, you'll find out God will use your adversary. He will use things out of control to bring you in control.
He sure will.
You know, and often he would use, you know, other folks to come in to discipline his own folks, to bring his folks to the place that he wants them to be. And guess what? After he finishes that, then he deals harshly with the ones that even thought about laying their hands on God's folks. But know this, I mean, this is totally confirms that. And I already believe, this is what I believe. God is ironing out some wrinkles. This is going to get some wrinkles out of us, the church. This is going to get some wrinkles and some blemishes out of us. And it's going to create in us, it's going to wash us to a place that he can bring us to a point again. That's kind of what the Lord is just showing me. It confirms it, what, you know, Rick Joyner is seeing with Morningstar Ministries, even with the Oak Initiative, how they said they can even verify these things taking place. But I just know there are prophetic dreams where God is showing me. Well, I want to encourage you, prepare yourself. If you haven't yet gone to VFN TV and listened to Prudent Preparation, you can access it. There's a link on the front page of VFNTV.com. And it's part of VFN TV, and you can listen to it. And it just gets you to start thinking out of the box. You know what? I need to be ready to be ironed. I need to be ready for America to go through some times it's going to get out some rough places and get us back on the straight and the narrow road. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.